Today from the Ohio Newsroom, what a victim's rights law means for police departments.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from the Ohio Education Association, representing dedicated professionals who work to continuously improve Ohio's public schools every day. You can stand with the Ohio Education Association educators and parents to ensure students have the tools to succeed, because public education matters. More at ohea.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The Ohio Supreme Court is hearing cases right now that will decide whether police departments can shield officers' names following high-profile incidents. At the core of these cases, Marcy's Law, a sort of crime victims' bill of rights. Matt Richmond from Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media has been looking into these cases, and he joins us now to discuss. So, to start, what are the cases in front of the court right now?
There are two using the same legal rationale. One is out of Columbus, and one is from the Columbus suburb of Blendon Township. In July, Columbus police were involved in a shootout on I-70. The city withheld 8 officers' names and the segment of the body and dash cam footage that captured the shootout. The paper in Columbus, the Columbus Dispatch, sued for that information. The Blendon Township case involves the officer who shot and killed Takiyah Young. In both the cases, the department cited Marcy's Law, a 2017 voter-approved constitutional amendment that protects the victim's rights before, during, and after trial. And there's a 2023 state law that expanded those rights to guarantee a right to privacy for victims. Columbus and Blendon Township have taken the position that since the officers were victims, they are protected by these two laws.
So how can they be considered victims in those particular cases? Both of them ended with the death of civilians at the hands of officers, right?
Yes, that's correct. In the Columbus case, the officers were fired at. That makes them victims of felonious assault or attempted murder. In the Blendon Township case, Young starts driving her vehicle very slowly in the direction of the firing officer, and it makes contact with them. So that's vehicular assault. There's nothing in Marcy's Law or in the 2023 update that excludes police officers, so the cities argue they deserve the same protection as anyone else.
So what are the plaintiffs then arguing on the other side?
First, they both argue for the importance of public records, and in this case that the Constitution is not ever used to protect the government from the public. So it's always used to protect against the government taking away rights from the public. But these two governments are invoking the Constitution through Marcy's Law to hinder the public's right to records. Their arguments diverge a little bit. In the Blendon Township case, the plaintiff is arguing that courts should look on a case-by-case basis to decide whether the officer qualifies as a victim. In the Columbus case, the plaintiffs go further, and they argue that police officers can't be categorized as victims.
So if the Supreme Court rules in favor of these cities and allows them to keep the names of these officers concealed, what are the legal implications here?
A ruling for the cities in these cases could make this a legally accepted practice statewide. And the masking of an officer's identity can continue indefinitely. So in 10 years, if one of these officers joins a different police department or is promoted into command or named in a civil lawsuit, the public would have real trouble finding out about their histories. And then there's also a third case at the court from Akron, where 8 officers involved in the shooting death of Jaylen Walker have not been identified. And in that case, the argument is that the protests that followed Walker's death and some activity on social media threatened the safety of these officers and warranted the concealment of their names. So, you know, with these two rationales together, the precedent set here could really be expansive when it comes to shielding officers' identities.
Well, Matt Richmond, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you for having me.
Matt Richmond is with Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.